This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. As I've mentioned, we are now up on satellite for the stations that want to pick up the show. It's a lot easier now. It's called XDS. We're on Westwood One. So I'm happy to announce that because it's a big deal for us getting out there. And for you guys who are constantly saying, Kevin, how can I get you in my market or whatever, because you hear the show through either our KJ Radio site or, you know, tune in or something like that. You can call your station and say, hey, I've heard this show. I like it. And tell them it's on satellite and have them check us out. So hopefully you'll do that. I'm glad you guys are here. Look, let me tell you something. I don't even know where to start. I'll be honest with you. Came off the weekend. We did the show yesterday. And so many other things happened. I'll give you an example. We could have covered the shooting. This guy that's running around, I believe it's Cleveland. But I'm not really sure. He's a big city. It could be Chicago. But he's running around shooting people. And he shot an old man. Guy's name is Steve Stevens. And Muslim guy, mad at his girlfriend. Her name is Joy Lane. And he shoots an old black man indiscriminately. And I do want to talk about that today. We could have gone with that. So many other things that happened that were on the world stage. The situation with North Korea, the missiles not firing, which, by the way, I personally believe is the United States jacking with Kim Jong-un. I mean, think about the mind screw that Kim Jong-un has to have. He says, we will shoot nuclear missiles at you. And we go, yeah, whatever. And we got the Stuxnet virus going through his stuff, and it won't let his missiles fire. The North Koreans are not stupid people. They know how to fire missiles. The reason the missiles aren't firing is because we're jacking with them. And that's cool. That's the beauty of what we do. You know, we're going to be a step ahead of you. So we talked a lot about that. We talked about how Donald Trump was being treated over the weekend and treated in general and received. And we'll be talking about that today. The point is this. There's so much to cover, and you just can't get to it all. You really can't. For the newbies listening to the show, I talk about the Chicago weekend murders a lot. And I'm not making fun of it by any means. I think it's horrible that we are in a country where people are killed indiscriminately. In some cases, it's third world feel. Chicago, who was it? Spike Lee made the movie Chi-Raq. Comparing it to Iraq, it is more dangerous for a black person to live in the inner city of Chicago on the south or the west side, even the east side. It is more dangerous than it is for them to be in Iraq. That's crazy. And are we addressing it? The answer is no. Why? Because we've had liberals in charge for too long. And if you, for the liberals listening, the leftists listening to this program, let me tell you, feel free to call. I promise you, I'm going to give you respect, but I'm going to beat you down like Rodney King. And if you double the number of LA cops to beat Rodney King, you still won't feel, you'll feel worse than that. Because you're idiots. I'm just going to tell you, flatly, you're idiots. I will prove it to you daily. The things that you say, professors who talk nonsense, we've got a story where they want to allow black people to be late. At Clemson University, you can be late because you're black. Where else can you be late? Tell me in life where people go, it's okay, you're late because you're black. I'm going to let you get away with this or that. Your job, for example, be late working for me and see if I care. I don't care whether you're Asian. I don't care whether you're white. As my brother would say, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. You show up late to work, you're fired. But Clemson says, oh, we have to let black people be late because it's white privilege to show up on time. No, it isn't. It's common courtesy. It's decency. It's all kinds of, it's initiative, it's drive. That's what drives people to be at work before the boss gets there and leave after the boss leaves. I mean, that's the deal. But no, not with leftists. So where do you start? I'm willing to back it up. And I'll, for the other, the new listeners and the new markets that we're getting into, I'll make you this other deal. If you think you're so good at debate, get a and you're a leftist, or you disagree. If you think you're so good at debate, I'm happy to have you call the show. I don't care who you are. The smarter you believe you are, the more I want you here. I'm just telling you. I had a friend of mine, he had a pet mandrill, and he had the thing out. The thing weighed like 40 pounds or something, and I don't know why he had this thing. It's a wild animal, doggone thing. They have the longest fangs in the animal kingdom is what I was told. So this monkey's, he's a mandrill, or, like a baboon, and the guy's got a mean pit, and he says, man, long story short, the pit and these two guys end up fighting this pit and this mandrill. And the guy said to him, he says, now I'm going to tell you something. This mandrill is a mean animal, and he's going to kill your pit bull, and then he's going to want to kill you. So you need to get out of here if you want to fight this thing. And we're just sitting there going, you must be kidding me. Anyway, long story short, guy goes and gets his mean-spirited pit. And this, to keep in mind, my uncle fought dogs, and this is when I was a teenager. And so he goes and gets this pit, because it was a dog fighting community, I'm sad to say. I didn't fight him, so I can tell the story. But guy gets his big brawny pit, and we're all thinking this pit's going to rip this mandrill to shreds, man. This thing is little. It's little. This thing wasn't three. I mean, I don't even know how high it was, but this pit was a snarling pit. Man, that mandrill absolutely ripped this dog to shreds. And then, he wanted to go after the owner. Long story short, the guy said, by the way, the bigger the dog, the worse he'll do him. I was convinced. Absolutely was. So here's my point. The smarter you think you are, the worse I'm going to do you. Call the show. I'll give you example after example. Keep in mind, I do this for a living. This is not a hobby. I know all the academic stories of nonsense. I know where these cities are just acting like crazy folks, sanctuary cities and all these different things. You name it, come get it. Come get it. Anyway, tons to talk about. Things that you can't keep up with it, so we don't try to even be on the cutting edge of news. We consider ourselves the Sports Illustrated of news. You've heard the story. Now you want to get the flavor behind the story. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. When we get back, I want to talk about where's Obama. We're going to talk about this guy that streamed the murder of an old black man on Easter, no less. So we'll get into that story. And I also do want to talk today about the Chicago Times crime statistics and kind of tie it all together. So lots on the agenda for the day. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So my son is in a program called BeasleyCollegePrep.com. He's 10 years old, in the fourth grade. He's at the ninth grade level, 50% of the ninth grade level for English as well as math skills. And I can tell you, he's a bright kid, but this program's helped. So if you want to get a daughter, you know, son or your daughter, your grandkids, whatever, friends of friends, something that is going to be meaningful to them, I can tell you this program is amazing. I wish I'd had it as a kid myself. So go to BeasleyCollegePrep.com and check them out. Tell them Kevin Jackson sent you over there. You won't be disappointed. So, lots going on. Over the weekend, we had this Facebook Live thing. I wanted to cover this story on Monday, but unfortunately, we didn't get to it. But this guy, he live streamed shooting a man in the street. And he is he's a black guy. He walks up to an elderly black man who's carrying groceries, and he shoots him dead. And I think people were just floored that this type of thing would happen. We live in a time where black folks, leftists, want people to believe that black people care about each other, like we're just kumbaya. And even when you bring up statistics like 95% of the homicides and violent crime in the black communities by other blacks, they ignore. Well, that's the same as true as white people. Yeah, but what they don't tell you is that per capita, we lead dramatically. And so you got a small percentage of people committing most of the crimes. These are young black teen men. And where are they committing these crimes? Mostly in the black community. And everybody wants to ignore it. And then you get something like this, where a guy who you would think he would revere. You know, I see an old man or an older woman, of any color for the record, walking down the street. And I just think, you know, there's a life lived. There's a library of things and experiences that people can learn from. And, you know, hopefully they're loved by their family. And I'll be honest with you, I see an old black person. And it harkens me back to my, you know, days with my grandparents and going to visit family and all that. And I have an additional sense of like, oh, you know, then it isn't a racist thing. It's just that's my familiar territory. Right. And so I see them and I have an additional sense of reverence, if you will. But this guy gets out on Facebook Live. Says, say Joy Lane, and the old man goes, Joy Lane? And then he says, yeah, because she's the reason why this is about to happen to you. Pow! And shoots this man dead on the street. Now, Al Sharpton, is he going to comment about this? Is Barack Obama going to come out of seclusion in Tahiti and say, it's a terrible thing? You know, where do we go from here? What a tragedy. And I will tell you, as a black man, I'm appalled by this. I'm appalled by the crime, the rampant crime, violent crime in the black community committed by other blacks who will lie to your face and tell you they care about you. Man, we got to all stick together and we got to all stick together for what? What do we have to stick together for? We supposedly everybody voted for Barack Obama, including a bunch of white folks. And what do we get? More crime in the black neighborhoods, more crime in cities, all of the problems in the black community exacerbated even more, but we got to stick together, man, because what? What is it going to get us? Is it going to get us more businesses? Are we going to own more homes? Are we going to graduate more kids? Are we going to get more blacks out of prison? Are we going to lower the crime rate? Are we going to lower the teenage pregnancy rate? Are we going to get more black people off of welfare into work? Are we going to stop the level of dropouts of black kids versus the rest of the kids? Are we going to increase ourselves in terms of education and start competing with the Asian kids? What did it get us? All we have is more and more murder and mayhem to the point where it's become the norm. You don't believe me? In the pouring rain, the 23-year-old man pulled a fur-lined hood over his head and stood on the porch of his younger brother's home in the Douglas Park neighborhood early Sunday, watching police investigate the city's first homicide of the weekend. Anybody want to guess where this is? Yeah, it's Chicago, Chicago, it's my kind of town. Chicago, baby. And you know where that, you know what neighborhood it was in? It was in the place where Barack Obama was a community organizer. I dare you to go. Let me tell you, even the most daring black dude from Detroit, from you name it, from New York, go to the areas where Barack Obama community organized in Chicago and watch what happens to you. You'd be safer going to Iraq. The man said he heard people arguing, throwing bottles at each other at about 2:30 a.m. before the shots rang out. He said he went in to check on what's happening there three doors down, but then stopped and retreated back. When I noticed the commotion, I headed the other direction, he said, as he was getting ready to go to work as a truck driver. There's a reason for the rain. Only God knew this was going to happen. The fatal shooting of Taiwan Anderson, age 23, in the 1300 block of South Fairfield Avenue, half a block north of Mount Sinai Hospital, marked the only fatality among 29 people who were shot from Saturday to Sunday morning. 29 people shot from Saturday to Sunday morning. He was the only one that died. Three teenagers were shot, ages 14, 15, and 17. And I know you're going, teenagers were shot? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's a reason those 14, 15, and 17-year-old teenagers were shot. Because they were probably up to no good. Sad to say. It isn't that black people are no good. It's just that they're in circumstances and in environments where survival, and as crazy as it sounds, the survival mechanisms will blow your mind. We talked about the story where this young black kid breaks into a woman's house who's got it. She's got it, surveillance, and it comes to her phone. She sees the guy breaking in, calls the cops, and flips a U-ey, turns around, has a conceal and carry, goes to her home, confronts the young man who decides he's going to get belligerent. And so she ends up shooting him dead. And his sister and cousin say, why she have to kill him? They weren't there. How menacing was he? We don't know. He's robbing this woman's house and confronts her. And she shoots him dead. And they say, why? And then the best part of it was when they said, he's just trying to pay for his school and his clothes. That's why he's robbing her. She should know better. And you wonder why I come on TV, come on the radio, and talk about the nonsense of leftism as it permeates the black community? Are you kidding me? There is no rationale that you can give to me for somebody breaking into another person's home and taking the stuff that they've worked for. If you want to ask for it, ask. I know it's humbling. I've had to do it, but I wouldn't break into your property to do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working waiting for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Where exactly is America's number one community organizer? That would be Barack Obama. Last I heard, he was vacationing in Tahiti. That's right. How do you go after Donald Trump with this shadow government when you're vacationing in Tahiti? I'm just curious. Is he setting up a super secret server in a bathroom somewhere? Here's what I predicted. And I told leftists this. I said, you guys think Barack Obama is going to build a shadow government and he's going to do all these things. He's certainly going to try. But you know what Barack Obama's figuring out real quickly? Life as a white man's pretty good. He's on Richard Branson's billionaire island. Now he's off in Tahiti. I heard he brought over Bruce Springsteen. Who else? Other people, these moguls that helped him get to where he is, Geffen and others, he's partying like a rock star. Probably back to doing drugs. He's probably got some coke over there. Don't put it past him. You know he's smoking. He no longer has to fake, like, I gave up smoking. Yeah, it's not good for you, kids. Don't smoke. He gave it up. So he's over in Tahiti, working on his tan, but playing white boy. And so what's going on over here? All of his policies are being undone. Barack Obama is smart to stay out of the fray. You know what he's waiting on? Let me tell you what he's waiting on. He's waiting on Donald Trump to finally make a mistake. When is he going to make a mistake? I need a mistake. I'll tell you this. Syria is not considered a mistake by Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, almost his entire former national security staff has said Donald Trump bombing Syria was the right thing to do. In fact, what's the guy's name? Zareed Fakaria? He went on and he had to do a mea culpa because he actually said, I'm happy that Donald Trump bombed Syria. Let's play that clip.
I didn't really believe there was such a thing as Trump derangement syndrome. Hatred of Donald Trump so intense that it impairs people's judgment. It's not that I didn't notice the harsh, unyielding language against Trump. I've said a few tough things myself. But throughout the campaign, Trump seemed to do things that justified it. Once elected, instead of calming down and acting presidential, he continued the stream of petty attacks, exaggerations, and lies. His administration seemed marked by chaos and incompetence. And then came the strike against Syria. On that issue, Trump appears to have listened carefully to his senior national security professionals, reversed his earlier positions, chosen a calibrated response, and acted swiftly. I supported the strike and pointed out, in print and on air, that Trump was finally being presidential because the action, quote, seemed to reflect a belated recognition from Trump that he cannot simply put America first, that the President of the United States must act on behalf of broader interests and ideals, unquote. On the whole, though, I was critical of Trump's larger Syria policy, describing it as incoherent. From the response on the left, you would have thought I had just endorsed Donald Trump for Pope. Otherwise thoughtful columnists described my views as nonsense. One journalist declared on television, if that guy could have sex with this cruise missile attack, I think he would do it. A gaggle of former Obama speechwriters discussed how my comments were perhaps the stupidest of any given on the subject. White House speechwriters must have written the lines that President Barack Obama spoke on September 27, 2013, announcing the UN deal in which the Syrian regime agreed to give up its chemical weapons stockpile.
This binding resolution will ensure that the Assad regime must keep its commitments or face consequences. We'll have to be vigilant about following through.
In other words, the Trump administration watched a violation of Obama's 2013 deal and enforced it in precisely the manner that Obama had implied.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I love this clip is Fareed Zakaria is a leftist ideologue par excellence. I mean, he's great at it. He hated Trump during the campaign. He admits it. And now he's got to eat a little bit of dust and here, or crow, I should say. And you know what's funny about it is his own people are the ones who went after him. Fareed Zakaria, he's under fire because he dare say, I think that was the right thing for Donald Trump to do. He's getting a dose of liberalism, leftism, call it whatever you want. He's getting a dose of what happens if you don't just, I don't care what Trump does, he can't be good. You know, a la, what's her name, Madame Maxine Waters? James Brown? So, if you can't, this is the difference between us and them, and I say this all the time. If Barack Obama does the right thing, had done the right thing, in any instance, I would have said, that's the right thing to do. I think I remember doing it three times on very small things, like this will help veterans or this will help old people or this will help kids, whatever. It was in 8 years of following this guy, I can remember three times on very minor issues going, that's the right move. I can tell you, I have already done that in the first week of Donald Trump being president-elect. So we have these guys that are finally having to realize maybe this guy isn't as stupid as we said. Maybe you, the voters, aren't as stupid as we said. Maybe Donald Trump can actually get it done and their own people are attacking him. See, this is the problem that they have on the left. When the realization finally hits it, whoa, this guy is effective. Then you start comparing him to Barack Obama and you go, ooh, I'm really sorry. Suddenly you're no longer on a firm foundation of leftism. You're in the quicksand of it because that's what it is. It's the muck and mire of leftism. And you finally have to come to the realization, painfully so, that 63 million Americans tried to tell you. And let me tell you, you guys know, you don't have to believe this unless, I mean, it's up to you, but many, many people have come over to the Donald Trump side of things. Many, more than they care to admit. Let's go with the take two on that.
Which is why virtually every major Obama foreign policy official, from Hillary Clinton to Thomas Donilon to Leon Panetta to David Petraeus, has supported the Trump administration's action, as did U.S. allies in the region and beyond. The strikes were discreet, measured, intended to convey a signal, and yet at the same time designed to ensure that the U.S. did not descend further into the Syrian civil war. In other words, they were very Obama-like. Two senior Obama officials I spoke with told me that were Barack Obama still president, he would have likely ordered a strike that was similar, if not identical, in scope. Presumably, those former speechwriters would then have used different words to describe the same strikes.
There you have it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Very Obama-like. Obama would have done the same thing. Yeah, well, you know what? Obama had many instances, many tries to do these things. Before he talked about the red line, Syria had already done some mean-spirited things to their people. What did Obama do? Nothing. So Donald Trump reacted to something that Barack Obama may or may not have done. We can't answer that question. I can't. But here's what I can tell you. It wouldn't have been as decisive, and the world wouldn't have taken notice and said, whoa, that Barack Obama's suddenly serious about what he's doing. None of that would have occurred. With Donald Trump, they take us seriously. And I think that's the bigger issue. Now I want to play the final clip from this.
Conservatives seem to understand Trump's about-face better than liberals. Many of Trump's strongest backers are utterly distraught by his embrace of Obama's policies. Andrew McCarthy wrote in National Review, "When it came to foreign policy, I was worried that the 2016 election would be a case of Clinton delivering the third Obama term. Instead, we have Trump giving us the third Clinton term." Liberals have to be careful to avoid Trump derangement syndrome. If Trump pursues a policy, it cannot axiomatically be wrong, evil, and dangerous. In my case, I've been pretty tough on Donald Trump. I attacked almost every policy he proposed during his campaign. The week before the election, I called him a cancer on American democracy and urged voters to reject him. But they didn't. He is now president. I believe that my job is to evaluate his policies impartially and explain why, in my view, they're wise or not.
All right, folks. So that'll do it for understanding what CNN's Fareed Zakaria thinks. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't believe it. Look, I'll give him credit for this. He at least comes on. He says, here's why I did it. But let me tell you, the reasoning behind it is his viewership is angry at him. They're angry at him. They've lashed out. How can you possibly support Trump? And he's now saying to them subtly, look, you cannot be mad at me if you give the guy credit for doing something right. But he's wrong. That is exactly why you cannot be a leftist and believe in doing the right thing. It just doesn't jive. They have no moral core. They don't. I said, if Donald Trump moved Israel into the ocean and gave the land to the Palestinians, made every black man free to do whatever he wanted, to empty the jails, and you name whatever leftist policy, they would still hate him. That's just the way it works. That's how liberalism works.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So over the weekend, we talked about this the other day. North Korea tried to launch their missiles, and of course, it was an embarrassing fail. And you know, I don't want to say become conditioned, but I think to some degree we have become conditioned to the idea that Kim Jong-un can't launch missiles. They always fail. In fact, while this guy's trying to play Tommy Tuchbutt, if he launches a missile, a nuclear missile, he's liable to blow his own country up. I said this of Donald Trump over the weekend. it would have been a good idea for him to go ahead and drop bombs on North Korea just to get Kim Jong-un to send missiles up and then destroy his own country. Force Kim Jong-un to launch missiles at himself. Then send the video over of Americans watching and laughing as a reality show. You know, like, ooh, everybody, let's watch the new missile launch. I mean, what could be more embarrassing than these constant missile launch failures? How many times does it need to happen before Kim Jong-il decides to give peace a chance? All we are saying. Oh, man. South Korea reported, the chiefs of staff, the joint chiefs of staff said they tried to launch this from the port city of Sinpo. And it blew up almost immediately, his missiles, Kim Jong-un's missiles. So it got me thinking, because North Koreans are not dumb. Look, are they the only, are they like the dumb Asians? You know, because we know Asians are pretty smart. And, you know, we've talked about that on the program. Asians are no smarter than any other group of people. We just get the best of them over here. There was a time, you know what? When Africans came to America, they were the sharpest of Africa. They were. If you saw an African, he was over here, and he was like, Nguku Kambisi, I'm telling you, he was sharp. Because he won the lottery, came to America, was a student, and he had to be the best student in Africa. Same with Indians. We look at the Indians and we go, man, these Indians are, these kids are smart. Jeez. You know, you get an Indian in there. I told you guys, my engineering professor called me in one time. And he, well, I went to go see him. And he said, Kevin, why aren't you in the PhD program? He goes, we have far too many Asians in the PhD program. Why aren't you in it? I'm like, man, I just want to get out of school. You know, I don't want to be a professional student. But he wanted me to get my PhD because he goes, Kevin, we're not training enough people in science, Americans. But anyway, North Korea has good engineers. I promise you they do. These are not dummies. And so I started wondering, what's going on? Every time these guys launch a missile, it's become a joke. And think about this. How would you destabilize a country with never going in it? Think about that. How could you destabilize Kim Jong-un? You want to know how? You make him an embarrassment. You make it to where people go, we're going to launch another missile. Whatever. Because it's not going to go. It's not going to make it. And then it hit me. Because I watched a show. I told you guys about it. It's called Zero Days. And I think we're sabotaging their missiles. Donald Trump, while, you know, was intense scrutiny of what was going to happen over the weekend.
Is North Korea going to launch a nuclear missile and test it and blah, 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 this, that, and the other?
And China, of course, lined their people up on the border. You guys know all the stuff we've talked about over the last few days. And
everybody, oh my goodness, who knows? Well, what are we going to do?
And so then they send, either Donald Trump doesn't like Pence a lot, or he didn't have anything to worry about, because he sends Pence over to South Korea for 10 days at the threat of nuclear launch. I mean, Pence should have been going, Mr. President, you sure I need to go right now? Could we wait maybe a little bit? No. Went over goodwill, went to the, what do they call it, the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, the line where everybody, I mean, he gallivanted over there like he was on vacation. I said, I'm sure, why didn't Pence just show up in a Speedos with his, you know, his rainbow towel over his shoulder? Because it, for all intents and purposes, it was a vacation. He was thumbing his nose at Kim Jong-un. How about I send my vice president and give you a shot at him, Kim Jong? And, of course, Kim Jong launches a missile that promptly blows up. But if you watch Zero Day, you know what's happening here. We can now infect these different rogue regimes with software that destroys their stuff. I'm telling you, that's what's going on with North Korea. Cyber warfare is what they call it. Zero Hedge reported this. Here's what they wrote. They said, in light of the recent New York Times report that the U.S. has been able to sabotage and remotely control North Korean launches for years courtesy of cyber attacks, we previously wondered if the U.S. does not play at least a minor role in this attempted but failed launch. So other people are bringing it up. After I watched 0 Days, I was like, it made me step back and went, why is my toaster now? What's wrong with my microwave? Because they can control it to that level. It's almost a state of paranoia. But if you watch the show, they tell you how they can do it. That's how they can spy on your computer. Who is it? Facebook's CEO or somebody, Google, one of them, they keep a little piece of tape over their camera on their computer. Because they don't want, you know, the government looking in on them. They know it can happen. I told you guys a story of a taxi driver who was going to get married to a U.S. Service person, a woman. And he says, Kevin, we were going through some rough times and we were separated, you know, because she wasn't, you know, like, I guess in theater. And he goes, but she knew every move I made. She knew every conversation I had. And she worked for, I don't know if it was CENTCOM, but she worked for one of the agencies where she could get, I think it was maybe DIS, Defense Information Systems. But she could get to his phone and everything. He says, people that I talked to one time in a taxi and had a conversation with where I said, yeah, we're having some problems with my marriage or whatever. She's like, why are you telling a stranger about our marriage? And she's like, what? You know, that guy that was, you know, guy that you were talking to. And he was like, how do you know? And he's telling me this. And I was going, I'm thinking, okay, I'll just ride the cab. He'll get you to your place soon. You know, you'll be out. And I wasn't worried about him, but he seemed like one of these guys you're going, God, just get me out of your cab, man. You know, you're crazy. I look back on that conversation and go, that dude was 100% right. 100% right. We can do this, y'all. And if I were going to essentially disrupt Kim Jong-un, I would show his people that he's impotent. He talks about nuclear weapons and all this capability, and he can't launch a missile. That undermines him worse than anything. That gets his generals and everybody going, this guy is a basket case. And we're not going to let, you know, he's not going to be able to do anything to us. So I'll put it a different way. Donald Trump shot off missiles to where? Syria and Afghanistan. How'd they do? Not too bad. Somebody said, the 59 missiles that they shot 60 is what I was told. One of them didn't make it, but 59, they said, all missed their targets. Is that true? I don't know. Somebody will probably call and tell me. I know they said the runway was, it was operational the next day. Okay. Is that true? I don't know. But I think they got close. I can tell you what did get close. That bunker-busting Moab got close in Afghanistan. They said it killed 36 people, 36 bad guys, ISIS fighters. But if I wanted to destabilize Kim Jong-un, I'd make him look impotent. And I think that's what we're doing here. So here's my point. Did somebody make our cruise missiles miss 59? I don't know, because I don't know if they missed or not. I don't know what to believe. I'll put it to you this way. Mission accomplished in terms of what Donald Trump wanted to say in Syria. Will anybody deny that? Nope. Okay, good. So we got that out of the way. The missile that he launched for ISIS, it hit its target. There is no doubt about that. So North Korea is not messing with our launches, but they can't seem to launch anything. Large numbers of military rockets from North Korea either explode or they veer off course or they disintegrate in midair and plunge into the sea. Leads me to believe that we are doing something to North Korea. And for the record, great. Congratulations to us. Tell North Korea, tell Iran, you can have all the nuclear material you want. If you can't get a missile out of your, you know, out of the missile tube and in the air and out of your airspace, what good is it? Spend all that money. Lord knows we spent enough. You spend all your money fighting all this stuff as opposed to feeding the world and getting your people better educations. Give peace a chance.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.